DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
Micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, generate employment, facilitate wealth creation, and form the backbone for private sector growth and expansion. With this in mind, the government of Jamaica has placed entrepreneurship and MSME development at the forefront of the country's economic policy agenda. This special focus on the MSME sector has given rise to the development of an appropriate policy aimed at removing barriers to MSME growth and development and enhancing its contribution to job creation. The MSME and Entrepreneurship Policy was launched last year in keeping with the government's 2013-2014 strategic priority focus on job creation and economic growth. This policy is the first ever intervention framework that offers coordinated, coherent, targeted support to the sector in an effort to expand its contribution to development. President of the MSME Alliance, Donovan Wignall, says the development and implementation of the policy is a positive step.
I've read the document, several of my members have read the document. It is absolutely good research. It does give you a very clear picture of the sector in Jamaica and highlights some of the most important needs, some of the most urgent needs that need to be addressed by the sector.
As the policy seeks to create an enabling business environment for MSMEs, some areas targeted for reform include paying taxes, trading across borders, enforcing contracts, registering property, and starting a business. Mr. Wignall speaks highly of the new business registration form, the Superform, implemented to allow ease in doing business.
With that form, you should be able to create a business online within a few minutes. It cuts down on probably the 60 forms that they would have had to fill out at the or that no longer exist. It's online and you fill out your documents online, probably 3 or 4 pages. And at the end of it, you'll have your company started out pretty quickly.
He commends the government for also passing the Security Interest in Personal Property SIP legislation in Parliament last year and for implementing the SIP registry to facilitate financing for MSMEs.
It provides another avenue for small businesses to solve a particular problem of collateral. In general, the enabling business, you'll find that's a lot more easier now and our moves are afoot to make the experience in dealing with the government a lot more pleasant. As far as paying of taxes is concerned, a lot of multilaterals in partnership with the government is offering institutional support to improve the taxpayer-government interaction. And I think all of those are well for the small business sector.
President of the MSME Alliance, Donovan Wignall. The goals of the MSME and entrepreneurship policy are aligned to those of the National Development Plan, Vision 2030. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says it sets out the strategic framework for improving the business environment and ensuring an efficient bureaucracy, adequate access to capital, supportive trade relations, a well-functioning labor market and improved opportunities for MSMEs. With the policy in place, Minister Hilton says there's assurance that the vision of a strongly entrepreneurial MSME sector, which fuels economic transformation through innovation, creativity, and high performance, will be achieved. And as the government continues on a path to boost the MSME sector through the implementation of programs and policies, President of the MSME Alliance, Donovan Wignall, says the group will continue to partner with the government to achieve the best results.
On a whole, I think a lot of positives have taken place. We will continue to lobby the government and continue to look for those partnerships which will continue to benefit our sector.
President of the MSME Alliance, Donovan Wignall. MSMEs contribute to development, both in rural and urban areas. They make up the bulk of Jamaica's businesses and will continue to occupy a central place in the government's growth plan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.